The new Minister of State for Justice has said that reform of the direct provision system, under which asylum seekers can spend up to 9 years waiting for a decision on their application with no right to work or study, will be a top priority for him. In an interview with today's Irish Times, Éan Ó-Riordan said direct provision was identified as a major concern by Tánaiste Joan Burton when she appointed him last week. And the new minister is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are your main concerns about the system as it currently operates?
Well, essentially we have a system which has 34 provision centres. Within those centres there's about 4,300 residents. 1,700 of those are children. And of those, about 59% have been there for over 3 years, 31% for over 5 years, and 9% for more than 7 years. So I think anybody would agree that that sort of a system is intolerable. These centres are overseen by the Reception and Integration Agency, who look at health and safety inspections and so on. But I think that if you have a child who's been in a centre like this for 9 years, I think any civilised society will suggest that's just not good enough. And so in the statement of government priorities that was agreed between Labour and Fine Gael this summer, on page 9 of that document, there is a commitment to reform the system. And it's my responsibility to do that.
Specifically then, what would you like to do?
Well, I'm meeting with department officials today to discuss aspects that could be tackled in the short term. It's actually a very complicated issue. It brings in a whole raft of different agencies from different departments. But I think the new emphasis that Minister Fitzgerald has given to this issue as well, because at the backbencher only a number of months ago I raised this with her, and she's already been to Mosny. She's aware of the situation. Her own background in the Department of Children would made her very aware of the situation. So talking to department officials today, I hope to visit some of these centres over the coming weeks and come up with proposals in September, October to deal with the situation. I think many people who are not aware of this will be aware of the history that Ireland has with dealing with children, dealing with, you know, child rights issues, and this is one in the current era of contemporaneous one that needs to be tackled, and something that we should feel very strongly about.
Would you like to see a situation then where those seeking asylum can work?
I think we should investigate all aspects of the situation. I mean, I don't want to rule anything in or rule anything out at this stage, but certainly the situation we have at the moment with 4,300 people effectively living in limbo, it is not a situation that can continue. And certainly when 10% of these people are here for more than 7 years not being able to work, it's not something that I think that continue either. But I won't rule anything in or anything out at this moment in time. Department officials have been working on this issue for a while. It's not a new issue that they've been working on. And I hope to work with them and with Minister Fitzgerald in coming to a conclusion to ensure that we can find real reform in this area.
How would you respond then to the argument that whatever its flaws, the current system does provide for basic needs, and it also ensures that there isn't a pull here for economic migrants, that it makes Ireland a fairly unattractive place to come?
I think everybody who comes to Ireland and who finds themselves in a direct provision centre has to be treated with respect. I think anybody will agree that the original idea for a direct provision centre was for people to be there for 6 months. That was the original intention. That was the original vision. Nobody envisioned that children will be there or people will be there for more than 7 years or 9 years in certain circumstances. So whatever opinion you have on the asylum-seeking system in Ireland, nobody could suggest that a system that was supposed to be put in place for people for 6 months should be there for 9 years. I think we can all agree on that.
Minister of State Éan Ó-Riordan, thank you for taking our call.